Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Welcome back to this Game Day series where we are asking the question, how does Jesus deal with followers who fail him? Number two, remember your first calling. Our first reading is from John chapter 1, verse 42. And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which, when translated, is Peter. Our second reading is from John chapter 21, verses 16 to 17. Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." The special one, the machine, the gypsy king. A nickname can tell you a lot about a sports person. It can tell you about their personality or their strengths, what they look like or how they compete. Names, particularly nicknames in the world of sport, offer an insight into the identity and legacy of a sports person. Peter had a nickname. In fact, Peter was a nickname. As we read in John chapter 1 verse 42, when Jesus first meets Peter, he was known as Simon, son of John. That all changed when Jesus declared Simon, son of John, to be Peter, also known as the Rock, the one that Jesus would build his church upon. And it seems like Peter strived to live up to his new nickname. He was the disciple who got out of the boat. He was the one that spoke up when everyone else stayed silent. He was the one who took a sword to defend Jesus. But as we read last week, under the questioning of a meek slave girl, the rock crumbled. And then when we come to John chapter 21, for the first time in 20 chapters, Jesus calls Peter Simon, son of John. Had Jesus stripped Peter of his identity? Had Peter blown his chance to be the one that Jesus would build his church on? Was this Jesus denouncing Peter because of his failure? Do you know, perhaps we feel the same when we mess up as Christians. We have a moment of madness or fall into a stale season of sinful apathy towards Jesus and we think, I've blown it. Surely Jesus will denounce me as his follower. The great news is that Jesus doesn't call Peter Simon, son of John, because he has stripped him of his position as a follower of Jesus. No, he wants to remind his followers who fail him of their first calling. See, unlike the nicknames above, Peter hadn't earned his nickname. In John chapter 1 verse 42, we read that Jesus came to Peter and declared him to be the rock before he had any chance to prove himself. His name, his status and identity as the rock was given to him from Jesus. See, Jesus didn't stand back to suss Simon son of John out to see if he was worthy to be called Peter the rock. Jesus didn't say, "Simon, son of John, if you can be good enough, strong enough, bold enough, then I'll call you Peter." And this is the same for followers of Jesus today. We don't need to prove ourselves before coming to Jesus. We don't need to clean up our act, become perfect, and then we can follow him. No. Who does Jesus call to follow him? Who did Jesus give his life for? Well, the words of Romans chapter 5 verse 8 tell us in crystal clear words. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Do you believe this? That while you were an enemy of Jesus, he shed his blood for you. When you were dead in your sin, Jesus' body was broken for you. When we could offer Jesus nothing, he gave us his everything. And if his love for you, when you were still his enemy, led him to the cross to give everything for you, oh, how much more confident can you be of his love for you now that he calls you his friend? See, whether it's driven by a sporting nickname or not, like Peter, we often strive to live to be a certain kind of person, a certain kind of player. But here's the key thing John 21 wants us to get. Jesus' love for you is not dependent on whether or not you successfully live up to being the person you think you should be. And when we stumble in our walk with Jesus, he seeks to lead us back to our first calling. Remember his love for you. Not the version of you that you think you should be, but the version you are right now. If you put in a player of the match performance, look to the cross and be assured of his love. If you're carried off injured today, remember the promise that he is with you. He has not and will not abandon you. Or when you feel like a total failure, remember the unfailing love of Jesus that called you. Your failure is not final. Praise God for his love for us. Lord Jesus, thank you that although we can give you nothing, you gave your everything to give us life. Forgive us for the times where we forget that your love is not earned. Help me to remember today that your love is freely poured on. Help us to remember today that your love is freely poured out to those who would receive it. Lord, thank you for your incomparable love today. Amen. Pray for your sports friends today by name. Pray that you would have opportunities to share your story of faith today.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.